Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.
That's my girl.
My girl, I mean that's my lady. Ride for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shady. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel, was it time for me to slap? So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever you get, just to be me.
Sometimes I'm like a gift, she be like, but the very next thing be getting back to the money. Bank account so conceited, full of big head honey. She keep her hair done, check. Her nails done, check. Gucci, Louis, Prada, Birkin bag on deck. You will never find another, you can search the whole world. That's why she's
we
my girl.
Day. It's still a night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with yours truly, Bad. You all can hear the excitement in my voice, I'm sure. You know? Hey, what about those males? Yes, yes, yes. I like to start the show off with a little, like, important small talk and talk about, what you know, other things, but I'm just cutting to the chase this morning to just praise the Mavs regarding a terrific, terrific, terrific ending to last night's game. Wow. Aren't many surprised that decided to go to bed or switch channels or whatever before the end of the game. Because, I mean, it was the last, literally a last second game. Overtime. Wow. Just amazing. Cause I happen to have been in the Mavs.com chat room. Like, and we were, all of us were optimistic and very supportive and cheering the team on. And wow, that optimism and just and support just, I did something, I assume, and the just the vibe of all the supporters and the way the players think and the good coaching, because really we must commend Coach Carlisle and the staff for and the trainers for really being there and really supporting those guys. But OKC, I have nothing bad to say about that team, and I'm sure many of you also don't have anything bad to say about those guys. They're young, eager, hard working, and definitely play terrific ball. You know, so I'm enjoying this, watching OKC and the Mavs and Chicago and Miami. I really haven't watched their games the way I should, so I'll tune in tonight and check out Miami and Chicago. But again, the Mavs will be playing OKC, what, tomorrow and Wednesday night at the AEC. So what do you all think? Do you think they're going to shut it down tomorrow night? And feel free to call me at 1-7-1-4-4-0-9-0-6-1-4. But I was just cutting to the chase, because how can you just put up and hold out not talking about your favorite team winning a very, very important game? So now Dallas leads the series 3-1. That is amazing, amazing, amazing. But, you know, it's just, you know, one game at a time. We can't count our chicks before they hatch, but I have a pretty good vibe about it. But, you know, making history, like I said again, seems like they're on a similar road to another favorite team of mine, the Saints. Because, you know, I love those Cowboys. I love my Saints. Love Hornets. Love Mavs. And many others, and my favorite players, really, Kevin Durant is one of my favorite players, one of my favorite basketball players, and he's very talented. I love how his mother's right there supporting him and how they communicate while he's playing. That's really cool. But, I really I have a lot to say, but then I'm speechless. But, you know, Jason Kidd, Dirk, Jason Terry, just the whole team. Really, that last night's game was definitely teamwork. Teamwork. And Dirk and J. Kidd are definitely leaders. And Tyson Chandler, that's another favorite player of mine. I was so ecstatic when he became a Mav last summer. Wow, I was like, wow, about time. Yes, yes. And, you know, from day one, he has always said, I am hungry and I want my ring. You know, and he talked the talk and he's definitely walking the walk, because he's definitely been an asset to the Mavs, to Mavs Nation since day one. And I'm sure he feels the love from us, the supporters and the true fans, and even the ones that can't resist the power of the Mavs right now, to the new fans. So, real cool. So I won't ramble on and on and on and on and on, but must congratulate the Rangers also for beating the White Sox yesterday, 4-0. And I didn't watch the game, but as I was watching Morning Joe this morning, they showed footage where one of the players was trying to catch the ball and almost dived in on a former President George W. Bush and Laura Bush. So if you haven't seen that footage, check it out, because I must see it again. I only seen it once this morning. And it was, like, very shocking to the Bushes and to the player, too, as he diving into the area where they were seated with the owner of the Rangers. So that's something. But the prediction in Wall Street Journal yesterday was that the Mavs would win 101.4 to 99. But it was a change of plan. the prediction for the Rangers was that they will beat the White Sox. But there's an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday's. I'm looking at the printed copy. I need to, you know, to visit today's online copy or to read the printed copy if you get the printed copy. But there's an interesting article also about dirt in Monday's copy edition of Wall Street Journal. But yeah, I'm just congratulations to everybody. And also, I checked out Dance with the Stars, so I can't wait to find out who will be the be crowned the winner of Dance with the Stars this morning. I mean tonight, and then The Bachelorette. I have watched Bachelorette and The Bachelor since day one, so that was interesting. Even though I watched the first hour. And then I tuned to the news and to the game. And then I just caught, like, the end of it. But it seemed like that's going to be an interesting season. I wonder which guy will become her fiancé and potential groom. But I'm tuned to Mike and Mike right now. I guess I had been watching Morning Joe earlier, and they had been talking about the presidential campaign for 2012 also, besides, you know, sports, MBLB, and so on. But this 2012 campaign is becoming really interesting. Also, we have some GOP candidates that are attempting to get the nomination to run for the 2012 presidential spot as president. We have some ins and we have some outs, so that's amazing. Our parliamentary is in, apparently, and Daniels is out. The governor of the state of Mississippi, you know, he announced a few weeks ago before right before the tornadoes and all happened to hit, that he would not be running. So I was looking forward to supporting him. And then another person that I definitely support was, that I've always admired, Mike Huckabee. So it'd be interesting to see who he would be supporting, because one thing about it, he believes in looking at candidates objectively, and also exposing what candidates really stand for and what their platforms are. So Rick Santorum is out, huh? I've been watching the news, and I see where they're really on Chris Christie. And Herman Cain, I see he's in. But I really want to know who's in on the Democratic side. I'm a big supporter of the current president. I mean, he's definitely been doing a great job, and he has his strengths and weaknesses like all of us. But I have nothing bad to say about our president, because he's doing a good job. I mean, his presentations are great. I mean, he's great. He's just great. He and the First Lady, because really, what sold me during their campaign back in 2008 was First Lady Michelle. She really caught my attention. So I know she really assisted him on getting a lot of his votes, because she definitely bring a lot of, I guess, causes and issues to the forefront. They both have their strengths and weaknesses in certain areas. So I like them. It's a very, very perfect. America couldn't have really voted for a better couple. No, I did not vote for President Obama, because some people asked and wondered if I am a big supporter of his. I came close to voting for him. But during the 2008 election, I did vote for this is what you call a getting to know moment. because this is a question that I had received right after the election, especially from my friends who know that I am an independent, open-minded Republican. But I do vote for across the line. I voted for Clinton his second term. So if you want to know what Democrat president I ever voted for, I voted for President Clinton, former President Clinton, his second term. You know, I was surprised about what happened in Oval Office. Well, what allegedly happened in Oval Office, but President Clinton was definitely he definitely won me over his second term. But I just wanted to share that because that's a frequently asked question that I get, and so I'm just like, you know, public to tell the masses who I did vote for and what. It's not that I had anything, there was a reason why I didn't vote for Obama, but it was more so why did I vote for McCain? Because of my support for veterans, his strengths in dealing with the military, and also dealing with business people and entrepreneurs. That was pretty much why I voted for McCain. And then I knew also he was interested in our governor, in becoming his vice presidential candidate, allegedly, but Haley, our governor Haley Barbour, you know, he couldn't leave his day job of being the governor of the state of Mississippi, which, you know, Sarah Palin, you know, she was new governor of her state, which that was good, a female and a smart female at that coming out. Because Hillary Clinton is definitely a smart one. But I'm just curious about who's running on the, who would be throwing their head in on the Democratic side. But really, I think if you're like the current president, if you're Republican or Democrat independent, you really shouldn't have any competition. You should just automatically, like people, other parties should be the ones to determine who will represent their parties. You know, but I just want to. That's what I want to know about. Everybody's always focusing on, well, the GOP and who's throwing their head in on the GOP side. But I have 9 minutes, so I just want to bring that up because that's been a big topic on all the networks. But since I was watching Morning Joe, they were talking about who's in and who's not. You know, since Trump decided not to run and Barbour and Santorum. I've always liked and admired Parlante. And Newt Gingrich, isn't that something? Him. And then let's see, Michelle Bachmann will be announcing soon if she's running, if she'll be campaigning or not. Mitt Romney. So, really, I like to look at candidates objectively in all parties. Look at their stances on regarding certain issues and what are really their platforms. Because it's important to have that platform. And so I think that's what all candidates, the president to the independents to the Republicans, all always, I'm just a political, who am I to be giving advice? I'm just a political enthusiast. But to me, keep your platform and your strengths on the forefront. Yeah. Do your best to run clean campaigns. Maybe that's naive thinking. But why always focus on the negative of your negatives? Or, well, not, well, I guess it's important to focus on the negatives of your competitors. But when it comes to slurring and just talking, being mean and talking bad about others, I think that's non effective. Because we, the people, want to know exactly what's going to get done, what red tape you're going to cut through, you know, what issues are you really going to tackle, because the economy and crime and a lot of things need to be taken care of, like, right now, ASAP. Personal attacks, that should be on the back burner. But real political and social issues should be what's on the forefront. this is just me sharing my opinion, sharing my commentary, speaking out of my mouth, utilizing Culture Shock Entertainment Reports as a platform for not only my opinions and my views, but also for my supporters. And speaking of my supporters, I thank the 13,738 peeps who have viewed and visited and listened to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I thank you for the information that you provide me with and the inspiration that you, for the inspiration of the show topics, because you inspire the show topics and you send me terrific messages and terrific news about your businesses and so on. But you want to be a guest and to let the masses know about what you do. How are you making a difference in your community? Are you, you know, to share advice on certain topics? Because I'm not a Miss Know-It-All. Don't hesitate to contact me so we can schedule a day that you would like to discuss certain issues or discuss the business that you're in, or, and share tips on how to be successful in the industry that you're in. It's beauty, fashion, entertainment, general business. Because I've been like a business nut ever since I was a kid. The free enterprise system just excites me. Entrepreneurship, corporate America, personal and professional development. You know, don't hesitate to share your expertise in those areas. But, you know, it's a big day. I'm sure it's election day in different respective cities. But especially I want to shout out the city of Miami. Today's election day, Mr. Luther Campbell and his wife, Kristen, attorney Kristen Campbell, are campaigning today. And I'm sure they've already are at the polls or been to the polls. Or maybe they did the early voting. I don't know, because they have early voting there. So today is election day. So do your best to get out and vote for who you choose to vote for in the city of Miami. I think it would be amazing for a successful businessman such as Mr. Luther Campbell, a forefather of hip-hop, not just Southern hip-hop, but hip-hop, period. I mean, Luke Records. Luke Skywalker, if, I don't know if you all remember, but Luke Records launched in the mid-80s and just changed the way some people looked at hip-hop and rap music. And you can just have fun and party. But then also he's a man born in Miami, and he want to see change in his community. And just from what I've been I speak of him because he and Two Live Crew and their proteges have always showed love to the city of Jackson, Mississippi, and the Mississippi. So from their early days on to present time. So we're just, you know, shouting out and visit their website, Luke for Mayor. I visited it, and I'm a volunteer for the online advocacy and to spread the word. But if you're actually in Miami, I mean, if they need your assistance and you have the free time and you support his views, don't hesitate to help out so you can spread the word. But we only have 2 more minutes, and I need, just like the game last night, I got to squeeze a lot in such a short amount of time. There is a flood forum scheduled for tonight in the city of Vicksburg at 6 p.m., That's a flood forum for the flood victims and for people who want to, you know, assist and help out in some way, form, fashion. So that's going to be at 6 p.m. in Vicksburg, the Vicksburg City Auditorium. There will be local, state, and federal reps at that meeting. Then also remember, oh, my God, we must send our prayers out to the people in Missouri. Oh my God, Joplin, that is just very sad, and just let's take a moment of silence right now for those people, for the loss of life and those that are injured. Thank you. Amen. But that is just something about their situation. I mean, if you watched the Weather Channel, did you see the Weather Channel reporter just break down in tears from what he was seeing and witnessing? But also, down here, we're still in need for help regarding tornado relief. Contact the Red Cross Hands of Hope to donate or to find out how you can help at redcross.org. Call 1-855-820-9307 and text message Red Cross 9 to 90999 to donate $10. But then also today's topic was about secrets to financial success and how can we improve our financial lives. You know, that's regardless of your financial status. If you're living a debt-free life, or if you're deep in debt, or you're breaking even, we all want to know how we can improve our financial life. And so it's important to talk about money. It is. I think some of us shy away from talking about money. I don't want to seem like we're greedy or gold diggers, but then also we need money for to exist in today's world. Our needs must be met, and then our wants must be met too, because there's some people that would like to be able to help financially also regarding certain areas of our, you know, just want to help out, like, concerning the situation. Blood, sweat, and tears, that's an investment in it, but then also when you're able to share finances, that's important too. I wanted to share, this show is getting ready to stop airing, streaming online, but you can listen to it in its entirety in the archives. You can listen to all my shows from the first one that premiered on March 21st at my profile. And that's from day one to today. You can listen to all my shows and on iTunes also. But there are some websites that you can visit, howtoinvesttoday.com, moneymanagement.org, oprah.com/money, simpleplanning.net, financialplan.about.com, /OD/budgetingyourmoney/HT/create. Money.msn.com, how to budget. cgi.money.cnn.com/tools/budget101/budget-101.jsp. And my thing is, I need to revise and work on a business plan. Also, for those of you who are in the same situation, need to revise your business plan or create a new business plan, or if you're new to making business plans, visit myownbusiness.org, entrepreneur.com, sba.gov, /writing-business-plan. Also, there's some great, in the state of Mississippi, I'm an alumni of Hines Community College, and Hines Community College has this area called Eagle Ridge Center. And whenever you contact Eagle Ridge Center and talk with the SBA.gov advisors there, they can assist, free advice, because I just love them. Even though you don't have to be an alumni of Hines Community College, but you can. It's a Eagle Ridge Center. You can contact their Pearl, Mississippi campus. I graduated from the Raymond campus, but the Raymond campus, there's Gail Saxon. And I originally met her more than 20 years ago when she was the human resource director at McRae's department store. Actually, she hired me, but she's been working with Eagle Ridge for many, many years. And There's Beth Ferris there, Lisa Morgan, Jim Harper in the Pearl location. There's Mr. James Bennett. Those people are willing to share advice. You have to contact them. You can contact them and to seek advice on running a business and business plan ideas and budgeting and so on. Like I said, the show isn't streaming anymore, so I must conclude. And what's up today? What's up today? It's a beautiful day in Jacktown, and I say much love to everyone, and best wishes to the Dance with Stars contestants, and also best wishes to all the teams that are competing in the Western and Eastern Conferences finals. We'll find out soon who will be playing with the NBA finals on June the 2nd on ABC, right? Right. Okay, well, love you all much, and spread love and spread smiles and spread good cheer. Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And don't hesitate to contact me at my profile and via Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, email me. All my information is on my profile. Okay. Thank you and God bless.
That's my girl.
That's my girl, I mean that's my lady. Cry for a man, that's what drive me crazy. Talks about a baby, never act shaded. It's something on the mind, she expressing no way. She even grabbed the wheel, was it time for me to slap? So used to the road, she can ride without a map. Anything I want, I mean anything I need. Do whatever it gets, just to be happy.
We hustle all day, it's still all night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Sometimes I'm like legit, she be like,
get you too.
But the very next thing, we getting back to the money. Bank account so conceited, full of big head, honey. She keep her hair done, check. Her nails done, check. Gucci, Louis, Carter, Birkin bag on deck. You will never find another, you can search the whole world. That's why she's
we
my girl.
All day. It's still all night. She understands the grind, so we gon' be alright.
Girl.
That's my girl.
She's my girl.
That's my girl.
Thank you again for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports with me, Beth. I thank you again for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and sharing your feedback. I love constructive criticism, and I love great advice. And don't hesitate if you would like to co-host or to be a guest, and just to call and let me know what's up in your respective area and what you're doing. So I send you and yours much love, and God bless. Thank you. Again, I thank you.